Henry II would rule for another 20 years, long enough to see his embryonic legal system grow into a thriving network of courts. Up and down the land, these new courts were to settle not just the usual disputes of blood and mayhem, but all manner of painful rows over inheritances, estates, and properties. How ironic, then, that the only family that would not accept the king's justice was his own. Because if there was one person who was likely to think of the king not as judge, but as transgressor, it was his wife. It had been 20 years since Henry and Eleanor had been partners in bed and in government. Since then, Eleanor had had to suffer the humiliation of a string of mistresses. What tormented her was not Becket's shrine, it was the shrine Henry had built to his favourite mistress, Rosamond Clifford. Betrayed and alienated, Eleanor turned her formidable energy and intellect to the business of getting her just deserts through her children. She was now determined to do everything she could to make them feel their father was robbing them of their rightful power and dignity. The sons rose to the bait, and what a bunch they were, Henry and Eleanor's four sons.